Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to Primetime, a J.O.B. edition. Jordan, Ortner, Buckley, here for Isaac and Souk. Isaac out for the weekend and Monday. Souk in Italy, apparently throwing his hat in the ring to be the next pope. I already heard that there is a pope that has already been named. His name is Kentavious Caldwell, and he's playing tonight.
I hope both of them eat lots of pasta. So KCP is playing tonight. That's a good thing, I guess.
At least I think so.
Okay.
But as far as the draft is concerned, let's get back on track there. Shedeur Sanders saga, because we're going to get to the top of the hour here, and I don't know whether he's going to be, it might just be right here at 4 o'clock in that top slot of the second round where he gets taken. But it's a curious thing that if he hasn't been selected yet, that means all the teams who've already picked had decided they didn't need a quarterback, at least not there. And how much higher do they have him separated than other quarterbacks that are in the draft? Are those teams still going to be willing to wait? And, you know, I don't think for a professional franchise that, you know, his name does a lot more than sell extra jerseys, which that's a component here, but that's not ultimately the goal. So where he really fits, it's kind of unclear. His pro comps haven't been great. It's assumed that yes, he belongs in this league, but no one really has an idea. I mean, the sports books didn't have an idea. The analysts don't really have an idea. We heard yesterday that Pittsburgh was maybe going to be the most likely fit, and then Derek Harmon gets drafted there. But it's a really interesting, I want to call it, saga with Shedeur, because there was so much going into it, from the reputation with his dad and everything that happened at Colorado to his draft room and the party, and it's just, I think at this point, they have painted themselves into the we're great, we're special, we're elite corner. But when the rest of the world tells you, by virtue of not picking you, no, you're not, or at least you're not where you think you are, it's got to be weird. And in some ways, I feel bad for Shedeur, because I don't think he invited all of this. But then again, he does some things that he doesn't exactly diminish a lot of that talk either. So not sure what you think about him falling. I think from a football perspective, it makes sense. I think from a team need perspective, there weren't a lot of options of teams that really needed him. And now you're going to see teams who say, okay, we got our first guy in. We have the luxury of trying to figure it out with a quarterback now. But what are your thoughts on Shedeur?
I mean, I'm going to try to get to the why he fell, and then I'll try to get to like how I feel about he fell. I feel like there's a few reasons as to why he fell. The NFL is about fits, right? It's not just about the most talented player. It's about schemes. It's about systems that players know. It's about, you know, ease of coming in. And this is complicated language that these guys are learning. We've heard Andrew Nemec. We've heard Joey Harrington. Many people, Will Ortner, has talked about the complexity of an NFL offense specifically. And I'm not saying Shedeur Sanders is dumb. What I'm saying is, in the first round, you are paying these guys the most money out of the entire draft. So you've got to be sure, or at least the most sure, you know, out of everyone that you're looking at, that this fit is going to work out the best. And what did we have? 19 out of the 32 picks in the first round were big guys. They were offensive and defensive linemen. Mm-hmm. So it seems to me that this year, I don't know if this is a normal, like, year-to-year thing. It seems like values change from year to year, but this year, in 2025, teams weren't valuing quarterbacks as much. Was that because the overall class didn't necessarily look as good?
I think that's the biggest part of it. I think beyond Cam Ward, you didn't have a lot of guys that you could look at and say, I can see that guy being a starter right away and being successful at it. They're more projects. And Shedeur Sanders could end up going on to be a great NFL quarterback, but he hasn't shown enough just on tape to give the team the confidence that, yes, we would take you in the first round to do exactly that. We got to see it first. We got to see you play in this league.
Yeah, and that really quickly, Will, I'll let you come in after this. I just think the other reason, because I'm not so sure about the talent. I mean, it seems like it's there, but I just wonder about the fit and then, frankly, the level of talent on the other guys, like with a Josh Connerly being taken, a Derek Harmon being taken specifically at 21 with the Steelers over a team, or an over Shedeur Sanders for a team that needs a quarterback badly. Like, okay, well, I think that his talent means more to this team, or that's what that team is saying, than Shedeur Sanders' upside. On top of that, I think that Deion, honestly, having the presence of Deion, and I'm not sure that it's correct or not, like as far as like whether or not teams should be reacting this way, but I just think the presence of Deion Sanders there means you're not just drafting Shedeur, you're drafting Deion Sanders as well to be around your organization. And frankly, if I'm a head coach, somebody that's already been mentioned as a possible head coach in the NFL, I'm not sure I want my competition sniffing at my heels, and maybe dropping out of the first round gives the Sanders camp the expectation that, hey, you guys aren't running the show. Because remember, 2 months ago, we were hearing possibilities of Shedeur not wanting to play in New York or not wanting to play in Cleveland. Well, now I believe these teams have kind of spun around the whole narrative of, well, guess what? We've got the leverage and we don't have to deal with any of that.
I think the most important thing that this shows you is that teams don't value him as a guy who's going to come in and be a starter right away.
Right.
Like, the reason that New York traded back in to get Jackson Dart is because they want the fifth year. They can control him through that the extension that is team-issued, right? And so Shedeur going into the second round now, you don't get that fifth year. So a lot of teams are not going to see him as a guy who, hey, we are going to build this offense around him and him becoming the starter. I think the other thing with him is athletically, he doesn't jump off the page. He is really accurate. Look at his completion percentage. The other issue with that, though, is a lot of those passes are at the line of scrimmage, 2 yards in front of or right behind it. He ran a lot of bubble screens. They threw a lot of smoke screens.
It's not that he can't push the ball down the field, but we haven't seen him do it a lot.
100%. And he's not going to jump off the screen with his 40 time. He's not going to throw the ball, have a stronger throw power than Cam Ward. He's not going to have a stronger throw power than Jackson Dart. I think this was an interesting point that I heard listening to a couple different talking heads talking about the draft day one. It is a little bit eye-opening when you watch his training videos, because who does he train with? He trains with Cam Ward. So when you're watching Cam Ward make his throws, you're then watching Shedeur make his throws right after.
You think side-by-side's almost hurting him?
A little bit, because there is a clear difference in arm strength and athleticism. The other thing, too, to remember, as good as we all think Cam Ward is, a lot of the draft analyst guys are saying that he would be around where Bo Nix was in last year's draft class. So he's like the fifth QB if he comes out last year.
Right.
So then that tells you that best case scenario, if Shedeur is the third guy in this one, he would have been eighth last year. It's just a different class. There aren't as many teams that need him. He doesn't jump off the page athletically. There is a little bit of a circus around him. And I think when you combine all these different elements, that's why he slid. Isn't necessarily this is black and white, this is the reason why he slid. It's, you know, it's not just athleticism. It's not just
it's a circus. Pie chart of all those things.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think that's true. And the other point that I think that Nemec brought up, which isn't, I don't know that it's the sticking point for why certain teams wouldn't draft him, but there are very few teams who don't feel like they have their guy right now at quarterback. And then also, if they don't have their guy, are the coaches in that situation not worried for their job? Because like you mentioned, Schultzy, is dad going to be sniffing around? Well, not just like what's going on with son, but like if you're in Cleveland, are they looking over their shoulder for like if he goes, let's say that they get him to back up Tua in Miami.
Yeah.
Is he taking over Mike McDaniel's job too? And I don't know that the GM or ownership or scouts would care about that, but if the coach has a say in that, you might not want your potential replacement's kid on your roster and in the fold.
Yeah, he literally doesn't. I mean, you just think about like how many teams has he been mentioned with, like the Cowboys.
Yep, Cowboys is one.
Maybe
Giants
like
is another.
The Raiders was like
Raiders was
so,
one.
So there are multiple organizations that have literally already heard these rumblings. So there's he, and on top of that, he has literally followed Shador from youth through college. Who can anybody name an NFL head coach or a college football coach that's been able to do that? This is an unprecedented situation. Yeah. So I think there's a lot of coaches kind of wondering. Ugh. And then you talk about fit one more time. This will be my final point. I think I brought this up during the break. Cleveland's cold. New York's cold. Pittsburgh's cold. I don't think it may have as much to do with talent as it has to do with fit here. It looks to me, if you're looking where he could go, Nolens, because they've got a dome, would be the best spot for him, and they badly, badly need somebody. And second-round value for Shador looks a lot better for them than first-round value, because there's like six other holes on the Saints roster as well.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, the armchair quarterback, or the most influential armchair quarterback in our nation, has weighed in. The president of the United States took to Truth Social this afternoon.
Let's go.
And said, "What is wrong with NFL owners? Are they stupid?" In all caps, "Deion Sanders was a great college football player and was even greater in the NFL. He's also a very good coach, streetwise and smart. Therefore, Shador, his quarterback son," thank you for explaining who Shador is, "has all caps phenomenal genes and is all set for capitalized greatness. He should be, quote, picked immediately, all caps, by a team that wants to win, all caps. Good luck, Shador, and say hello to your wonderful father."
Can I just say that I have gotten to speak to President Donald Trump on the phone and made him laugh. I'll toot my own horn there.
I have concepts of a plan.
He just returned the favor and made me laugh very hard. So thank you so much, Don. Oh my goodness, that's funny.
So yeah, shame on all of the NFL owners who he now thinks are stupid for not drafting Shador. Yeah, that's where we are.
Could you imagine if Obama tweeted at anybody like, "Oh, the Bears, they might not know what they're doing." God.
More draft thoughts coming up, what we're looking forward to in the second round, and also a couple ducks coming off the board yesterday with a couple really interesting stories as well. You're listening to Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.